Rutor gravolens, sprains and musculoskeletal weakness. This remedy is made of the plant common rue, also known as the herb of grace. Its sphere of action is mainly the musculoskeletal system, and specifically injuries to the joints, the muscles, and the fibrous tissues, tendons and ligaments, around the joints, and also the cartilage. With regard to the joints, it has a particular affinity with small joints, in particular the knees, the wrists, the ankles, and the fingers. Alongside arnica and rustox, it is one of the remedies we think about for strains and overuse of muscles and sprains to the joints. It's also a really important remedy for damage to bone, especially the surface of the bone, the periosteum. Therefore, when a joint or muscle has been wrenched and the fibrous tissues around it have been damaged, including the bone surface, this is one of the remedies to think about. Also consider this remedy for damage to bones that have only a thin covering of flesh, such as the shins. It's considered to be a deeper acting remedy than rustox and is often used where the injury is more severe, or it can be useful where rustox has helped in the initial instance, but there is residual pain or weakness, and rutor in this case helps to finish the job. The rutor state includes pains that feel bruised or aching, or there can be a sense of painful weariness, lameness, or weakness in the muscles or joints. Like rustox, there's a feeling of restlessness, and also like rustox, the pains feel better for warmth, and they feel worse for damp, cold weather or environments. As well as pains in the muscles and the connective tissues, rutor can help with deep aching of the bones, and in extreme cases, the bones can feel as if they are broken. Think of this remedy for sprained wrists and ankles with soreness and weakness. The giving way of joints or limbs is also part of the picture. For example, the knees or legs giving way or giving out from under you when going up the stairs or getting up from a chair. This is also covered by rutor. Think of this remedy for tendon pain, including issues with the Achilles tendon. Where the back is injured or has been strained, and where rutor is the remedy that will help, there'll be pain and weakness in the small of the back, and the back often feels better for lying down flat. It can be useful for residual pain and weakness after a dislocation of any joint. Rutor is the main remedy for ganglion cysts, those harmless fluid-filled lumps under the skin that appear near joints, most commonly at the wrist or on the hands. Given that rutor is one of the big muscle strain remedies, it's one that we find very helpful for eye strain, especially eye strain with burning, aching or red eyes and headache from too much close work, for example, reading or sewing. It can also help with eye strain that results in blurred vision and difficulty focusing. Another common use for rutor is pain in the jawbone after dental work, especially after tooth extraction and after arnica has been tried. Pain and injuries that will respond well to rutor are often better for moving about gently and feel better for warm applications.